And now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We've had a very, very pleasant gay day today, and I'm sure Jerry enjoyed the parade as much as anybody did.
I was leading it, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we hope you had a great day and a great weekend, and we'll give us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter, after all, is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation. It's always great to have. So please give us a call at 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, et cetera, et cetera. So, and if you have a question on any of those subjects, you can give it back to us. So again, that's 415-841-4134. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, that's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. It's always great to hear from you. Feel free to email us at any time. We don't read them during the show, but over the course of the week. I did get a couple of emails from people who said that the podcast, or at least they weren't able to get the podcast from last week, so I will deputize Debbie to look into that. She wasn't here. It's not her fault. It's never her fault. And in typical bureaucratic fashion, it's never her fault. And no, but I know she'll look into it, and we'll see if we can get that going. And we'll certainly have the one for tonight. So we'll try to fix that for you. And if you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the known world by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like to podcast of the show, as I mentioned before, it should be available directly after. So again, that number is 415-841-4134. We're going to start with a round of introductions, then a round of questions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman apologizes for the week's delay in getting to the show, but he was blindsided by an alien auto and held captive for a week in a scary Hertz rental pod.
Thank you, Dana. Josh Cosman was out and about all day during Pride weekend, and yet he saw not one lion.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is always ready to cash in on a craze. He's working on his new novel, Warren G. Harding, Exorcist.
So, and we'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. Excuse me. I have a lot of firsts tonight, movie firsts. What was the first film in which the word gay is used as slang for homosexual?
Well, I don't know if it's the first, but there's certainly a famous instance of it in Bringing Up Baby, Cary Grant.
That's it.
Yeah.
How's
really?
He used? Very good.
He's wearing, his clothes are all wet, and all the clothes he can find, or the Katharine Hepburn gives him, is a woman's dressing gown to wear. And somebody comes in and asks him what he's doing in the dressing gown, and he says, "I've suddenly gone gay," and he jumps up in the air.
Really?
Yes. So
I didn't even know the word existed in that.
I didn't either. That's
amazing. Anyway.
Yeah. Very good.
Well
Dan.
Done.
Very
All
good.
Right.
Okay, we'll try this one. The first film in which the F word is heard was
Ooh.
Heard.
First film. Well, yeah. I don't know. Like, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? But I don't think, I'm not sure.
No, it's not in there.
No.
I was going to say maybe Midnight Cowboy or something in there.
Yeah. No.
No?
You're in the ballpark.
It's that era, surely.
Yeah, right.
Because that's when they started out X ratings.
Like MASH or something.
No.
Okay.
Huh.
All right.
Leave it out there. That's a good question.
Read that once.
What is the first film in which the F word is heard?
Okay. And it's a well-known film.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, good evening. I wanted to know what business in the United States brings in the most revenue per square foot?
Oh, that's good. So what business, are you looking for a generic type of business or a specific name of a business?
A specific name of a business.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, not what industry. I was going to go...
Not what industry, no.
Porn.
Okay. Square foot, I don't quite get that.
So, this...
Per square foot of retail store space.
I see, okay.
So this could be a single business, one store. It doesn't have to be, which just happens to bring in the most for its one store?
No, it's a company.
This is about the Apple Store, huh?
The chain. It's, you're correct. It's the Apple Store.
Oh, okay.
There was an article about that in the Times this morning about how the exorbitant difference between their revenue per
and what they pay their
kids.
Right.
Same article mentioned number two. Do you remember what that was?
Ooh. Oh, no. I just read... I'm a shallow person.
You reached the first couple lines.
First couple lines, I just looked at the infographic and moved on.
Costco?
Yeah, it was Costco and Apple. They were comparing them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ask your question once more. I want to make sure we get that.
I think number two was Bergdorf Goodman.
Bergdorf Goodman.
That makes sense.
Really?
So small store is very high.
I see.
Right. Okay.
Very good. Okay.
Good question. Thank you.
Thanks.
And Josh, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. I have a question here that was sent to me by my friend Ken in Brooklyn. He says, a man in Los Angeles named George Holiday, just an average Joe that you may not know his name.
So the name is not pertinent.
I didn't say it wasn't pertinent. I just said you don't know it.
Okay.
But about 20 years ago, he created something that you have seen and are very familiar with, even if you don't know his name, and it was in the news again this week. What was it?
So it was about 20 years ago.
In Hollywood?
In Los Angeles.
He created it in Los Angeles.
He created something that you have all seen, you're very familiar with, and it was in the news this week. Huh. Even if you don't know his name, which I take it you don't.
No, George Holiday, no.
Yeah.
I almost said the gay flag, but it's
not the gay flag.
That's Gilbert Baker or something.
News this week.
And it was in the news this week. Is this in the news this week? When it was in the news this week, was it an incidental mention or was it the main topic of the story?
Something in between. That is, it wasn't the subject of the news reports, but it was certainly what happened this week in the news certainly, you know, brought it back into consciousness.
What happened this week in the news?
I don't know. Man bites dog. Let's see. What happened this week in the news?
Egyptian?
But I doubt it.
No. Sounds like more pop.
Something domestic, probably. Okay, just read the whole thing.
So about 20 years ago, a Los Angeles man named George Holiday created something that everyone who's listening to is familiar with, even if you don't know his name. And it was in the news again this week. What is it?
Is this a utilitarian item?
No.
No. Okay.
I have no idea.
All right.
Well, someone out there will know.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Scared of San Mateo.
Hello.
A couple of questions.
Okay.
The first one is, what was the first UC Berkeley alumni to win back-to-back Oscars?
Gregory Peck?
No.
No, I'll give you a clue. It's a musical question. It's a composer.
Oh.
Interesting. So he was a film composer.
Yeah, film composer, but he did some symphonic works too, on the side, too.
Okay. Andre Previn?
No.
Would it be David Rack?
He scored the first two films of an iconic movie star.
I'm sorry, would you say that last part again?
Well, the first two films he scored were featuring an iconic movie star he was very close to.
Iconic movie star he was very close to. Iconic movie star he was very close to. Is there a decade for this?
Yes. This was the 70s, though, but he started his career in the 50s.
Oh, Elmer Bernstein?
No.
Alex North?
Nope.
Because they did some symphonic stuff.
I'll give you a clue. The movie star did three films.
This movie star only did three films?
Yeah.
Oh.
James Dean.
Yes. You know who the composer was? He was back on his first break as a composer.
Oh, so who did the music for Giant and East of Eden?
East of Eden. He scored it. It was his first film.
It's not somebody like David Amram or...
No,
not David Amram.
He was an actual LR.
L-R. Who's L-R? Oh, Leonard Rosenman.
Yes, Leonard Rosenman.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Yeah, he went to UC Berkeley.
Oh. Okay.
Well. And here's my second question. What film was originally known by the title Eight Arms to Hold You?
Oh, wait, I just heard this. Eight Arms to Hold You is... Oh, this is going to drive me crazy. I just learned this.
King Kong.
Nope.
Eight Arms. Something to do with an octopus?
No.
Is it... Help. Help.
Yes, give yourself a
Oh, good job.
That's right. That's right.
It's even credit on some of this, on the Beatles that was on the single.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Garrett.
Yeah.
Okay. Today being the gay holiday and the parade and all. Oh, let's see. I'll ask one gay-related question. What major film had the first gay bar seen in a movie? A U.S. movie.
I don't know this, but I'm going to guess that it's Advise and Consent.
That's correct. Yes.
Very good. Yeah.
1962. Very good. All right. What single food item is most in demand as an import from the United States to China?
Oh, I thought you were going to say among gays.
No. What single food item is most in demand as an import from the United States to China?
How could it not be Coca-Cola?
No. It's nothing to drink.
Oh. Okay.
You want the brand or the generic food?
I don't want a brand. I wanted you to describe the single food item.
Oh.
So... What single food item is most in demand as an import from the United States to China?
But you mean you like something like bananas, we'll say.
Yeah, right, okay. Right.
Oh, it's not a brand name.
I'm not looking for a brand name. No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's a very specific item. Very specific.
That's made here.
Did you say it is a food item? Did you say food?
It's made lots of places, but it just happens to be the most in demand.
Oh, right.
It's manufactured then.
It is not manufactured in such in the way that you're thinking.
How do you know how I'm thinking?
Well, all right. Yeah. It's not like, you know, macaroni and cheese manufactured kind of thing.
But it is a food item.
It was most definitely a food item. So, okay.
I don't know.
All right. Once more, what single food item is most in demand as an import from the United States to China? Okay, I'll give you one since you answered the other. I think you might get this right away. I don't know if I should recuse you or not.
If
you know it right away, then I'll recuse you.
Oh, very good.
All right. who was this? Of course, the grandson, Queen Elizabeth's grandson, married a commoner, who was then elevated to a title, but who was the last English king to marry a commoner? Who was the last English king that did marry a commoner? And don't say Edward VIII, because he actually got married after he was king.
Right, right.
So,
I wasn't going to say Edward VIII.
All right.
No, I don't know.
It's a long one. Is it like Henry IV or something?
No.
All right.
Who was the last English king, and don't say Edward VIII because it's not him. He got married after he was king, to marry a commoner. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
I have a question for you or for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the word typhoon derive from?
Well, it's an Indian word.
From?
East Indian word. Right?
Where does it come from? I mean, what's the derivation of it?
What is the original derivation of typhoon? From whence does it arrive? Or derive?
Typhoon. Well, where does it come from?
Well, is it an East Indian word?
It predates that.
Okay.
Where does it come from? But you're talking about the original word the original type of word it may have come from? Is that what you're thinking of?
That is correct.
Okay.
So then there was all the aspects of a typhoon and all the elements of a typhoon that the typhoon presents actually derive from, I'm going to say, from a figure.
A figure.
Predating India.
Oh. So a person?
Yes.
Ah. So, okay. Could it be something like Genghis Khan?
Predates.
Predates Genghis Khan. Alexander the Great.
Predates.
Predates Alexander the Great. Ew. Okay. Somebody famous who predates Alexander the Great. No, we don't know.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
Okay, so actually it's a Greek word, and it's from the son of Uranus and Gaia, who was named Typhon. And he had all the aspects of Uranus, which is the planet or the god that rules lightning and thunder and extreme winds and typhoon-like activity. That's in astrological information. And then he had wings and serpent legs like a snake. And then his hands were like the head of Medusa. They had snakes in them. And he was a monster that was the child of this. And he was actually wreaking havoc with the gods and with what the gods created. And he was eventually defeated by Zeus.
Hmm. As they all are sooner or later.
Typhoon comes from, yeah. From Typhon.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I am calling to guess about the first movie that had the F word.
Yes.
Is it by any chance The Godfather?
No.
Can I make one more guess?
Sure.
Another question?
Yeah.
Is the China food import garlic?
No.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. The number to call is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman. Of course, his latest book is right here on our stage tonight, Ed Sullivan's America, still available in bookstores for here and there. And Joshua Cosman, of course, writes about classical music for the San Francisco Chronicle, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And let's see, you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. excuse me. What was the first film with Dolby sound?
If it wasn't The Conversation, it should have been.
Yeah, it should have been, yeah. No.
No?
First film with Dolby sound. Star Wars.
Ooh. Earlier than that, I'm guessing, huh?
Yeah.
Couldn't be too much earlier than that.
No?
Could it really?
One of Star Wars.
76?
Yeah, it is earlier.
Okay.
No, not too much earlier.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Okay. All right. Just to read it once more.
What was the first film to use Dolby sound?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. Oh, sorry. Hi. George Holliday?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a George or something?
Yeah.
He shot the Rodney King video?
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Well done.
Good job.
Very good.
Very good.
Yay, I made it.
Yes.
And, I have a guess for the movie, too, the F-word movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't The Last Picture Show, was it?
What? No, it was not.
That's a very good guess.
I don't know why I thought of that, but anyway. Okay, thank you.
Thanks. You very much. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Kevin in Los Angeles.
Hey, Kevin.
I'm going to take a guess on the food. Is it? I'm not sure. The food for China. I'm not sure if it's a food or produced food, but I was going to guess soybeans.
No.
Okay. For you, I have a list of names, and I'll start reading you the names. There's 22 of them, but I'm not going to read them all to you, and see if you can tell me what this list of names represents, and I'll give you a clue that I'm giving to you in chronological order.
Okay.
So here we go. Art Linkletter, Joey Bishop.
Wait, go slower, please.
Okay. Art Linkletter,
uh-huh.
Joey Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Cummings,
mm-hmm.
Merv Griffin, Jack Carter, Jan Murray, Peter Lind Hayes, Soupy Sales. I'll stop there for now, see if you have a guess.
Yeah, well...
This is you guys' barely.
Early TV, but beyond that...
They were all on the panel on What's My Line.
No.
They were the center square on Hollywood Squares.
No, Art Linkletter was never on the
panel. Yeah, he was on the panel. He guested on there, yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I'll give you three more.
All right.
Mort Saul, Steve Lawrence... Jerry Lewis.
They all hosted telethons.
No, but you were really close there.
Oh.
They hosted something. They hosted
Joey Bishop.
The Emmons?
The New Year's Eve show?
No, I'll give you. I'll say the chronological order, and I'll say it all happened in 1962.
Oh. All 22 of them?
Yes.
In 1962.
So were they all on Jerry Lewis's Labor Day telethon?
No.
I can't imagine Mort Saul being on that.
No, well, you never know.
Yeah.
It all happened in 1962.
On NBC.
NBC.
Well, Jerry Lewis had a show on NBC.
Because ABC was being selfish.
So it was a special event that they were all on together.
No, not really.
No. ABC was being selfish. But it has something to do with the telethon? Or raising money?
Nothing to do with telethon.
Nothing.
Something to do with hosting.
Hosting. What did they all...
Oh, did they host... No, not Saul would have done it. I was going to say Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. No.
No, this all happened in 1962.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
62, they all hosted something together. Is this an event that's still held today? Or
It's not an event.
It's not an event.
Continuing, and yes, it is still continuing today on NBC.
Somebody did the Today Show?
I think the opposite.
Oh, the Tonight? Oh, they were all the guest hosts of the Tonight Show in between Jack Parr and Johnny Carson taking over.
That's right.
Very good.
Mm.
Good.
Right. And the last one on there was Groucho Marx and Mel Brooks, I think, were also on that list?
No. Groucho Marx is on the list. So is Arlene Francis. But the last one that I see is Donald O'Connor.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Good question.
Okay.
And can you tell me the show that Johnny was still under contract to that he couldn't get out of?
Do you trust your wife?
Yeah. Or who do you trust?
Who do you trust? There you go.
On ABC, as you said. Right.
Thank you all.
It started out as Do You Trust Your Wife?
Oh, okay.
And then they changed it. Title.
Okay. And Josh, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Let's see. I made a list here of the songs that won Best Song Oscars. That were the title songs of the movies they were in.
Mm.
All right? There are 12 of them. I'll spot you the two that are sort of dubious. High Noon, the title song. The song was High Noon, Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling. And Flashdance, What a Feeling was the best song winner from the movie Flashdance. So not exactly the
and
same
can
title.
It, can it have the theme from?
No.
No.
The other 10, how many of these can you name?
Gigi, that, one of them?
Gigi is one. Give you a couple each. Best song winning songs that are title songs from the movies.
Okay. All the King's Men. No. can you give us how many in each decade? Would you mind doing that?
Oh, all right. Well, you got Gigi. There's two more from the 50s and three from the 60s and two from the 70s, one from the 80s and one from the 90s.
Fairly Modern Millie.
No.
Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
Yes. Love is a Many Splendored Thing is one.
Three Coins in the Fountain.
Three Coins in the Fountain. You guys cleaned out the 50s.
Yeah, we're
you guys are
good
moldy figs all of you.
So there's nothing before the 50s?
That's correct.
Okay.
But 60s and 70s.
Yeah. okay, leave it open. Or just read the question once more.
So the question is, we're looking for songs that won the Oscar as best song that were also that have the same title as the movie they appeared in.
Okay.
So we've already got High Noon and Three Coins in the Fountain, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, Gigi, and Flashdance, What a Feeling from Flashdance. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more. So call in now. You can get a couple of them.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Are a Matter.
Hi, it's Bubba Frisco Dave.
Hello.
And I want to take a shot at the food imported to China.
Yes.
Is it popcorn?
No.
Okay, I've got a question for you. An early TV star was Fran Allison. What show was she on?
Cuckoo Fran and Ollie.
No, it was too easy for you.
Yeah, have a much too easy. Yeah.
All right, thanks. Okay, I was going to do this question last week, but then you didn't show up, so I saved it for
Thank you
because I thought it would be something you would enjoy.
Oh, I appreciate that.
All right, there are 5 actors, at least that I could find, that have won a Tony Award and an Oscar in the same year. There are 5 actors I could find that have won a Tony Award and an Oscar for acting in the same year. So, see.
Are you implying anything about their gender?
No. It's,
I mean, are these actors as opposed to actresses, or actors as opposed to waiters?
I'm using actor in the generic, yes, non-specific sexual way.
Got it.
How about Liza Minnelli?
No. No. They're all very well known.
Tony and Oscar.
5 actors have won Tony and an Oscar in the same year. So, not for the same show, right. Like anything like that.
Is the span from what to what, would you say?
It's 50s and up. Yeah.
It's hard to know how to even search for this.
I will give you a clue or two as we go along, but think about it.
Okay.
Yes, all quite well known. I will also, let's see, what can I tell you about this? I can help you as much as I can here. 1, 2, 3.
Here's what I want to know.
3 of them won Best Actress and 2 won Best Supporting Actress, okay?
Oh. Are they all women?
Oh.
Yes. I guess that makes sense.
Three. Oh, these are the Oscars you're telling us.
Yes.
3 Best Actress
And two Best Supporting Actors.
Best Supporting. And my question for you, unless this gives too much away, is how many of these Tonys were for appearances in musicals?
None.
Really? Okay.
None of them were in this. It was the same property.
None of them were in the same property. No.
Okay.
So, right. 5 actresses, now that I've established that, 5 actresses have won the Tony and the Oscar in the same year for different things.
Wait a minute. What about Julie Harris?
No. She never won an Oscar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Are a Matter.
Hi, Eid. How are you?
Hey, Eid. Good.
Very good. I have 2 questions. 1 concerning the election in Egypt today, which was very disappointing to me. Because I don't want to see an Islamic anything anywhere in the world, neither do I want to see a Christian or even Jewish state anywhere. The fact is, women, you know, the attitude about women is really concerning to me, especially with the Muslim Brotherhood. I am sure once the giant out of the bottle, I don't think they'll be able to do anything because the Egyptian people will keep them from doing any negative thing. So there is a book written by an American author. Her name is Beth. B-E-T-H, Baron, B-A-R-O-N. You can Google it, and you can see the cover of the book. It has a picture of an Egyptian woman from 1919, which involved women revolution against the British in 1919. And, in fact, it was so successful, the British never stepped in Cairo at all after that, and mostly revolution was carried by women. So the woman was dressed in an Egyptian flag, and it had 3 stars. Do you know what the stars are? Google it, because a very, very pretty woman from 1919, And
But the woman herself has no bearing on this question at all. You just want to know what the stars are about.
I think you asked this before. I think the stars
I know, but reviving that because I want people to look at that book.
Oh, okay. But I think the answer to the question is that they're the three Abrahamic religions, yeah?
Okay, so that's very good. The second question I have, that's very good. I just want, that's why we don't want Islamic State. We don't want any, neither do we want a Christian right to take over this country, for instance. So that is really an important point. There is only two mammals that lay eggs, and both of them in Australia. Do you know which ones?
One is a platypus, isn't it?
That's right, or the second one.
There are two, mammals that lay eggs.
Yeah, mammals.
Echidna.
Very good. You're very, one last question for Zachary. How much percent, out of 100, how many percent cellular killers in America compared to the rest of the world? Is it 5%, 10%, 20%? Out of 100 cellular killers all over the world, how many of them do their bad acts in the United States? How much percent, or, is it?
You mean how many, did you say serial killers, or?
Yes, serial killers, right.
Well,
I should tell you it's a high number, unfortunately.
Yeah. 70%.
Very good, 75%.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ian.
All right, thanks, Ian. Bye-bye. And the number to join us, if you'd like to, is area code 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, this is Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelsarito.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Something, I don't know what, makes me want to guess somehow that the food item shipped to China is oranges. It's probably wrong.
No. Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I'm thinking of Japan or something. And the Tony and the Oscar, could that be Betty Davis?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, struck out. I have a question for you. I'd like to ask you what very important English person was kidnapped at the age of 2 years old and released on a ransom of £25?
Kidnapped at the age of two.
Mm-hmm.
English person.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a field this English person was best known
well,
for?
Well, I'll give you a date. It's 19th century. Does that help?
19th century.
Was it a member of the royal family?
No. Very common.
Oh.
Hmm.
The person was kidnapped, I should have told you, in Italy.
Huh.
Oh. Is this a poet?
No.
A writer?
It's Byron's daughter, Ada Lovelace.
Well, no, I'm not aware of that. That's
no, I'm just, I'm I was
of.
Just making it up. I just...
You made it up? Okay,
yeah.
Very creative.
It happened in Italy.
Yes. The family was traveling in Italy.
And this is someone who's famous for what they went on to be in life,
yes,
or famous because of their wealthy parentage?
No, because of what they went on to do.
Mm. Charles Darwin.
Winston Churchill.
No. Joshua maybe should have a leg up on this question.
A composer.
There aren't any English composers.
there aren't?
Well, not in that period, there aren't.
Is this a composer?
Close.
It's a musician of some kind.
Musician. Oh. A famous pianist or violinist.
No.
There's no famous English musicians from the 19th century. I can state that pretty categorically. Unless I'm... No,
Wait a minute. Okay. A pianist?
No, it's not a performer.
Performer, but not a composer.
Not exactly.
Not a performer.
What was the other thing Jerry said?
No, I was just muttering.
A conductor.
Okay. Not a conductor.
Oh. That's a kind of performer, yeah. Now we're stumped.
We don't know.
Okay. It was W.S. Gilbert.
Oh, really?
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. I think I did read
that's
about
interesting.
That.
I had no idea. Thank you.
Yeah, and then in Pirates of Penzance, kidnapping was a major theme of the operetta.
Interesting.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay,
Bye.
You said there wasn't a major composer. And...
He was a librettist.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Sir Arthur Sullivan.
He was a major composer.
All right. And, okay, let's see. It is, Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, here's the definitive trivia question.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You have to be careful.
What is Mr. Peanut's first name?
Wow.
I didn't know he had one.
I didn't know he did either.
I guess when they first introduced the character, they maybe...
I have read this at some...
Have you?
Oh. Someplace
I
have. I
know the name of the Monopoly guy.
Oh, what's his name?
All right, I'll kick that one in next.
That's good.
Save that.
I always thought he looked like Esky.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Mr. Peanut's first name. Is it alliterative?
I gotta tell you that.
All right. Think about it. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Tess in San Francisco.
Hello.
And I have a couple of guesses.
Okay.
The first F word.
Mm-hmm.
Was it MASH?
No.
Oh.
No.
The biggest import from the U.S. to China, is it soybeans?
No.
Is it what?
No, it's not soybeans, she guessed.
Somebody else guessed that, too.
Right.
Oh, sorry, I missed that.
No, that's okay.
But I did want to take exception with the derivation of the word typhoon.
Oh.
It's actually from Chinese and Japanese. It means big wind.
Okay.
And I think that's much more likely than...
That sounds more...
And it's quicker, too. More importantly.
It's what?
It's quicker.
Definition. I didn't ask it, so you can take all the exception you want.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Which American is credited with saving Kabuki from oblivion? Kabuki Theater of Japan.
Ooh. Which American? What was this? Was this person theatrical?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Oh, was it somebody like Douglas MacArthur, for instance?
Wrong century.
Okay, so 19th century then.
Yes.
All right. Was this an American, you said?
American.
An American in 19th century.
He viewed Kabuki and raved about it so much that the Japanese thought it was worthy of their appreciation.
Is this a political
figure or a writer?
So I'm just thinking that... was this an American political figure that happened to be traveling in Japan?
Yes.
Was it Ulysses S. Grant?
Yes.
Okay.
How did that happen?
He made a round-the-world tour after he left the presidency, and that's one of the places he stopped.
That's it. You got it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can't imagine him being a big Kabuki fan.
Mm-hmm, who knows? And Josh, your turn.
Well, I'm going to dip into this sudden question that came up. What is the name of the mustachioed plutocrat who is the token, the mascot, or the figure on the Monopoly game? He has an official name. It is three words long, and I'm looking for
Max.
I'm looking for the entire name.
Three words long.
Three words. Oh. It is three words.
Oh, it's...
Three words as in a first, middle, and last name.
No, I didn't say that. I just said it's three words.
Okay. Do they all start with M?
None of them start with M.
Is the first word the?
It is not the.
Okay. All right. Read the
I'm looking for the full three-word name of the mustachioed plutocrat who is the emblem of the Monopoly game.
Okay.
Is it a rich person's kind of name?
It certainly is.
I think like the Jim Backus character on...
It bespeaks his net worth. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
Yes. The master is pawning.
Is it money bags?
It's something close.
Something money bags or something
similar to that.
Money worth or okay.
Is it an old fashioned name? One of the first names or second?
No.
No.
But isn't money in it someplace?
No.
No.
The word money in it does not appear in it anywhere.
Bags must be.
Bags appears.
Bullion.
Someone will know it. Someone will know.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
The first name that comes to me is John Beresford Tipton.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah.
Who's that?
That's the millionaire.
The millionaire of the TV show.
Right.
I got some wild guesses.
Yes.
For the first F-word film, is it Catch 22?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Good guess.
The first Dolby film, 2001 Space Odyssey?
No.
Oh, still a good guess.
China import, is it wheat?
No.
Yeah. All right. corn?
No.
Oh, all right. I got a question.
Yes.
Dana, you'll probably be able to come up with a couple of answers to this. I've come up with two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the titles of films in which the first few seconds of the film shows the clapperboard with the film's title, the scene and take number that's usually edited out of the whole film.
Oh.
Hmm. Is this a classic film?
Classic?
Yeah.
No.
Give me one of the ones you come up with. And then maybe it'll help jog my memory a little bit.
Okay. The French Lieutenant's Woman.
Oh, so it's sort of a movie that might have a film within a film to it.
Or a film about filmmaking.
A film about making a film. Okay. Yow. And that's the first scene?
The first few seconds of the movie.
Okay. The Bad and the Beautiful?
I don't know that.
Okay. I'm not. I'm just guessing.
Not the one I'm thinking of.
Okay. No, that's Susan or Sunset Boulevard or Sullivan's Travels. Sullivan's Travels, maybe.
Not the one I'm thinking of.
Mm-mm.
Singing in the Rain?
No.
Not the one.
I'd really have to think about this for a while.
Shall I give you a hint?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a Robert Altman film.
Oh, Robert Altman. Huh.
Not Nashville.
No.
Is it, it's not the one with the Garrison Keillors.
No.
But it's a film about sort of making a film. How about Health?
No.
Seems like any of them are plausible,
sort of.
Aren't
they?
Do you have several?
No, there's the only...
Just one. I was wondering about day for night.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. No, we're not coming up with anything.
Why don't we leave it out there?
Okay. Just give us the whole question once more.
Looking for the name of a film, or two films, one of which is The French Lieutenant's Woman, in which the first few seconds of the film show a clapperboard with the name of the film, the scene, and take number.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. And we forgot to, or I should say, it's my fault. I forgot to bring the attention of everybody that we need to repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet, so we should do that. Jerry?
Who is Mr. Peanut's first name?
Mr. Peanut's first name?
What was the first film to use Dolby sound, and what was the first film in which the F word was heard?
Okay.
I'm looking for the name of the... plutocrat in the Monopoly game. I'm looking for these best Oscar-winning songs that are the same, have the same title as the movie they're in. And I'll give you the years in case that jogs your memory. I got one from 60, 62, 66, 73, 77, 80, and 91 was the last time that this happened. The last time that a movie, a song won best song Oscar with the same title as the movie that it's in.
Give the years once more.
1960, 1962, 1966, 1973, 77, 80, and 91.
Okay. 1960.
I'm trying to think in the 60s of all those, Sammy Kahn songs.
Yeah, 62.
Like Love and Marriage and things like that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And, yes, let's see. Five actresses have won the Tony Award and the Oscar in the same year. Five actresses have won the Tony Award and the Oscar in the same year. And it's between, you know, it's starting in the 1950s. And let's see. Let's see what else is out here. What single food item is most in demand as an import from the United States to China? And that's a very specific food item. Very specific. I'm not looking for a brand name at all. What single food item is most in demand as an import from the United States to China?
Is one of the actresses Katharine Hepburn?
No.
I'm thinking Lion in Winter. And,
yeah, that's good. No, not Katharine Hepburn. Okay. And, oh, yes. And who was the last English king to marry a commoner? Not Edward VIII, because he married after... after he abdicated. So who was the last English king to marry a commoner? Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Mike from Burlingame.
Hi, Mike.
I got the answer, I think, to the question on the food most in demand, or American food product most in demand in China.
Yes.
Is that ginger?
It is not ginger.
Okay, Mr. Peanut's first name, Shelley?
No.
Very good, though. I like that.
You're very close, though.
Really?
The movie that has the clapboard in the first 2 seconds, I believe that movie's called That's Entertainment.
Oh. Mm. Okay, that's very possible. Give me a bell for that.
Anyway, that's all I got.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas.
I'm having so much trouble with Josh's question about the songs,
because
The Apartment won Best Picture for 60, and Lawrence of Arabia, and they didn't have songs.
No, I didn't phrase it right. I'm looking for the songs that won the Oscar for Best Song that were also the title songs from the movie they appeared,
okay.
But not that the movie itself won Best Picture. I'm sorry, that wasn't clear.
All right, so I'm going to go with Never on Sunday for 60.
That is correct. Well done.
What about the F word for Easy Rider?
Very good.
No, that's very a very good guess. Good guess.
Dolby Sound for How the West Was Won?
No.
You know that guy who called recently with the slate and to start the movie?
Yes.
Is The Player the Altman film?
Oh, very good.
Well
yes.
done. Yes.
That must be it. Of course. Very good.
Very good.
And is Darling in the running?
Oh, the Julie Christie.
I don't think that stars.
Could
that
be. I don't remember the film well enough.
I know that film pretty well.
And then let's get around to Audrey Hepburn finally. Isn't she one of our Tony Oscar winners?
She is. Yes.
What was the Tony?
The Tony was for Ondine.
Very good. And Roman Holiday. Ondine and Roman Holiday. Excellent.
Who remembers
Very
that?
Good.
Thank you.
I didn't even know she was ever on Broadway.
Yeah.
Ondine.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ted from Miraloma Park.
Hello.
Hey, how about for the food item, is it shark fin?
No, but you are on the right track. It is not a seafood, but you're on the right track as far as a very individual food item. So you understand what I'm going to get at here.
Yeah. Okay, the other guess is for the F word, a movie from the 60s, Ulysses?
Yes, the Ulysses.
Oh.
1967. Very good.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks a lot. All right. Let's see what I have here. Wait a minute. After San Francisco, what California city, and it's a major city, what major California city has the highest percentage of gay population? After San Francisco, what major California city has the highest percentage of its population that identifies as gay?
A major city or
a major city.
Medium size.
Well, I mean it's a fairly major city, California.
I'm thinking.
Sacramento.
Yes.
Really?
You're absolutely right. Very good. Very good.
I got one.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, all right, I'll give you one more gay-related question.
It's the overflow from San Francisco.
Yeah, well, it could be. What was the Castro's nickname in the early 20th century? What do they call it?
On Eureka Valley.
No, I mean, it's a nickname.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was the area it was called, basically. But it wasn't a nickname. What was the Castro area's nickname in the early 20th century?
Leah would know that.
She might.
Irish Town.
No, but you're on the right track.
Little Ireland. Little Dublin.
No, you're on the right track, Cork. as far as you know.
Butcher Town.
As far as putting a type of people in it.
Yeah. But not the right one?
Not the right one.
Okay.
No.
Where was Butchertown? You hear that all the time.
Butchertown was it's not like
asked about that
south of Mark and then over toward where the mission is someplace.
What's gonna be, I don't know.
Okay. Hunter's Point? Okay. All right.
Is that Butchertown?
She thinks it's over over Hunter's Point area. So, yeah, what was the Castro's nickname in the early 20th century? So, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter. Are you there? Hi, you're on.
I wanted to take a guess at the U.S. export to China.
Yes.
Is it some kind of a nut?
No.
Oh, it's not. But it's definitely a food item. It's something that's consumed.
Yes, it is definitely a food item that is not terribly popular in the United States, but is extremely popular in China.
Oh, wow. Because I thought that they like the cans, but that's a nut. So.
No, it's nothing in a can.
No,
pecans. No, she said pecans.
Oh, pecans. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Never mind.
All right.
I'd like to try to... let's see, for the first Dolby film, let's see, because Dolby was in England, was it Clockwork Orange?
It was a Clockwork Orange.
Oh,
very
good.
1971.
All right.
Excellent.
Okay, well, got one then.
Yeah, very good.
China's a mystery. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Right. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, good, it's me. Hey.
You have to turn down your radio, please. You're getting...
Sorry about that. Hi there.
Okay.
My name's Nico. I'm from San Francisco.
Hi.
I want to take a stab at the one that everyone's trying to get, the export to China.
Yes.
And that would be rice.
Not rice.
Not rice.
Not rice.
Okay. I have another one that I want to take a stab at, and that is the song of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I have two of them. One would be A Spy Who Loved Me, Carly Simon.
No, that didn't win best song, as far as I don't think.
And another one, Live and Let Die, Paul McCartney.
Also not the best song winner for the Oscars. Uh-huh. Good guess, though.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is food item ketchup?
No. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi.
Hi. So for the movie songs, were any of them Bond films, Joshua?
They were, none of them were Bond films, in point of fact.
Well, that rules out three of our guesses. How about Theme from a Summer Place?
No.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Not right.
Was the Castro Germantown?
No, everybody's dancing around it a little bit, but it's not Germantown.
Okay. And for the first Dolby film, this is probably wrong because I think that he used his own new technology on this film, but THX 1138.
Yeah, that's Lucas. No, someone just guessed it. It's a Clockwork Orange.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, hi. This is Monique in Daly City.
Hello.
I'm down to two guesses because of the Dolby thing. I'm going to say two possible Oscar-winning songs were The Way We Were and Footloose.
The Way We Were is correct. Yeah, well done. Footloose is not, but The Way We Were, yes.
I was guessing. Well, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Funny. And Josh, have anything very short that you want to
add? No. Sure. I was going to save this for next time, but according to official reports... according to official reports, who shot 5 hole-in-ones and finished 38 under par the first time he ever played a round of golf?
Kim Il-sung.
Kim Jong-il, actually.
Kim Jong-il. Yeah. All right. I'm sure it runs in the family, though.
Exactly. And it's holes-in-one.
So holes-in-one. There we go. All right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, this is Mike again from Burlingame. I think I got the Chinese food product.
Okay.
Is it chicken feet?
It is chicken feet.
Wow.
Yes.
Well done.
Oh, extremely popular in China, not so popular here in the United States.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Good job. Yes, chicken feet is the single most popular food item that is imported from the United States to China.
I would have thought it was the other way around. Okay.
So, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Illy in Parkside.
Hello.
I thought rice was the biggest exporter to China, but I guess not.
Nope.
A couple of other possible answers. The Oscar winning song, how about High and the Mighty?
No.
Oh, that's okay. A good
no.
And the king who married a commoner, yes. Elizabeth's father, I believe that was George the Sixth?
No.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. No, she was a lady. She was lower nobility.
Much.
Yes. And
yeah, it's somebody way the hell back. It's like, you know, George the Second or somebody. I think it's that far back, isn't it?
Not that far back.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, I'm Richard down in Sunnyvale, and it's chicken feet.
It is chicken feet. You're right. Somebody got it just before you, but you get credit for it.
Oh,
you didn't.
Darn.
That's okay. You didn't hear them, so you got the right answer.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, it's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
I have a couple of guesses on the song.
Yes.
Would In the Heat of the Night be one?
Oh.
No, not In the Heat of the Night.
That's a good guess.
Okay. How about Days of Wine and Roses?
Yes.
Oh,
well
very
done.
Good. Very
exactly.
Good. Very good.
And the actresses, is Angela Lansbury one of them?
No.
How about Lauren Bacall?
No.
Okay, do you have time for a quick question?
Very quick.
Okay, the NBA Finals are just over. The teams that played them and them have a distinction that's rare in professional team sports. And, in fact, it's shared by only two other NBA teams.
So Miami and
yeah. Is it that they're not plural nouns?
It would be exactly that.
Oh, good job.
So it's, and the good Jazz job. And the
Thunder.
And the Heat and the Thunder are in the finals.
Yeah.
And then the other two are what, the Jazz and the
Orlando Magic.
Magic. Wilton.
Good job. Thank you very much.
Good question.
Hey, thank you.
All right. All right. Time to clean up. What do we got, Jerry?
Well, Mr. Peanut's first name, somebody, one of the callers threw out Shelley, which was close. Its name is Percy.
Percy. Percy Peanut. So yeah. It was alliterative. You just didn't want to say.
No, I just didn't want to say.
Okay. And was that it for you? All right, Josh.
All right, so the Oscar-winning songs that nobody guessed were Born Free.
Oh, of course.
You Light Up My Life.
Okay.
Fame. And the last one to ever do this in 91 was Beauty and the Beast. And the wealthy old guy with the mustache in Monopoly, his official name is, ready, Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Pennybags.
And you've got to have all three words in there.
Yeah.
So
right.
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Okay.
Rich.
All right. The Castro's nickname in the early 20th century was Little Scandinavia.
Uh-huh.
Little Scandinavia. The last English king to marry a commoner, that was George the Fourth. He married Mrs. Fitzherbert. Remember that? And the five actresses who have won the Tony and the Oscar in the same year, Shirley Booth for Come Back Little Sheba and Time of the Cuckoo, Audrey Hepburn for Ondine and Roman Holiday, Ellen Burstyn for Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore and Same Time Next Year, Mercedes Rule for Lost in Yonkers and The Fisher King, and Judy Dench for Amy's View and Shakespeare in Love.
Wow.
So, anyway, if we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m., so we certainly enjoy bringing you the show. We hope you enjoy listening to it as well. My thanks to Jerry Nachman and, of course, Joshua Cosman. Thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you for having me.
And I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and Debbie Kennedy, the wonderful job she always does. It's just, yes, it makes me just want to run over there and kiss her. And Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones, or handling the phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week. Happy Parade Day. See us. Listen for us next week. Bye-bye.